The Gemara in Daf A discusses the contrast between Shneim Tovim Shel Galios as opposed to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Yom Tov typically is considered to be a Svei Kediyoma, Shtei Kedushos. Not when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there Kedushachas is considered to be Yom Arichta, that no again Os Yom Kodesh, Ulam Achar Kodesh. We discussed in the past a pretty fundamental machlokis, the Rambam Ravid, Perachesef Ochoseirevin, whether one could conceivably argue that Kedushachas is not only a Chumra, but it's even a Kula as well. A Chumra when it comes to Nod Lebezeh, Surah Bezeh. A Chumra when it comes to the Sugya Daf Gimel, Daf Dal, Daf Yud Zayin, of being Masne, playing one day of Yontif against the other. Or could one possibly argue that sometimes Kedushachas can result in an absolute Kula? That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Sheet in the case of Ne'echal Eruvo. Let's assume a person wants to go Chutz L'Tchum on Yontif and he sets up his Erev Tchumim. In order to take advantage of that Erev has to be Kayim B'Tchilas Hayom Ben Hashmashos. What exactly does that mean? The Erev was in existence Ben Hashmashos of Yontif Rishon, but I want to go Chutz L'Tchum on Yontif Sheni. Is it necessary that the Erev has to be in existence, that Ben Hashmashos between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni? So the Rambam writes a stunning Chiddush. When it comes to 2 days of Yontif, absolutely yes. And if Nechal Eruv of Rishon, you cannot go Chutz L'Tchum on Sheni. But the Rambam writes that not true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Kedushachas. Rosh Hashanah is considered to be Yom Arichta Damya. And therefore, as long as the Eruv was Kayem at the original Ben Hashmashos at the beginning of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, even if Nechal Eruv, a person can take advantage of that Eruv even on the second day. That's a stunning model of Kedushachas being a kula. The Miri writes, and Avdalit Kedushachas is a chumra drabanan. The Rambam already, you have a model of Kedushachas being sometimes a chumra, sometimes a kula, and the Ravid is masig. It's inconceivable to argue that Rosh Hashanah is more kal than Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios, and therefore Kedushachas is considered to be a chumra, not at all a kula. You may recall we discussed the Sigim Sachem Daf Mem Vav Mebeis, where Rashi writes that the reason Rav Chisda maintains Sarche Shabbos Nasa B'Yantif is because Shabbos Yantif is Kedushachas. That's something that's incredible. That means according to Rashi Shita, Kedushachas can be Akula Daraisa. Akula Daraisa. An allowance of doing Malacha from day one to day two, because after all, Rashi writes Rav Chisda maintains that Shabbos Yantif is Kedushachas, and therefore one is allowed to do so. Allowed to do Malacha Daraisa. So fascinating that no doubt Rosh Hashanah is different and a very, very fundamental machlokes. Is this only a chumra? Is this even a kula? Why exactly is this true? Well, clearly what the Gemara describes, Niskalklu Levim Bishir. The whole problem was something that occurred in Mikdash. And Tosus is bothered. There should be many more problems in Mikdash. After all, you know how many karbanos you have to bring as a result of the Musafim? 21 karbanos. Wasn't everything turned on its head if all of a sudden today became Rosh Hashanah? And that's what Tosus writes, that no, you know what, when push comes to shove, we'll allow you to go and to offer the Musafim even after the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. But all of this is a problem in Mikdash. So now the Gemara continues. So what happens Mishachara Beis HaMikdash? Should one really argue that, you know what, that still, although this is true, the problem that ensued when it comes to Rosh Hashanah was, you know what, Leidim will come late in the day, and all of a sudden now Bezin is going to declare that today is Rosh Hashanah. What about if this is not Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam? We don't have those concerns about Avodah. Would we still argue that, you know what, that no, we are not going to accept the Eidim and Mincha Ulam Alam? So the Gemara tells us a Takana, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, that no, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, now Mekabla Mesa Eidim Kol Hayom. If that really is true, then the whole reason for the distinction of the Kedushachas and Shtei Kedushos would no longer be indeed in place. And maybe then I should be inclined to argue, you know what, if that's the case, even Rosh Hashanah, Nol D'Bazeh is Muteris Bazeh. So the Gemara says, according to Yosef, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Even if you are going to Mekabla Eidim Kol Hayom, and the reason for treating Rosh Hashanah differently is no longer applicable. But what do you mean? That's a davar shebeminyan. And sarach minyan acha lahatiro. A davar shebeminyan that no dabezen rosh hashan is asura bezeh, and therefore that can simply not be batal me'eleha. You have to have a formal process to be able to rescind. And therefore, we assume that no dabezen indeed is considered to be asura bezeh. And the Gemara tells us that where indeed do you see that this is true? That you need a minyan acha lahatiro. The Gemara says this is true on a level of daraisa. When it comes, for example, to Kabbalah Satorah. Heyein achonim, al tig shalisha. You know what? But you need a minyan achal hatiru. Shuv olachem lo aleichem. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that A is usher because of B. And nonetheless, this was not pakam eileha, but it required a further pasuk to say that shuv olachem mi aleichem. One of the makaras, the Gemara quotes. And therefore you see, what's true on a level of daraisa, minyan achal hatiru, and that certainly is true when it comes to takanos derabanan that indeed are ke'ein daraisa. Well, so the Gemara tells us immediately that, you know what, even if one were to argue that, you know, on some shape or form, that the reason does not necessarily apply, but nonetheless the halacha will still be enforced unless formally indeed it is rescinded. And this is not a simple sugya. When indeed you assume that that's true, sarach minyan achar lahatira. What complicates things a little bit more is our Gemara says, minyan achal hatiro, meaning that, you know what? It has to be formally enacted, and it has to be formally rescinded. Minyan achar lahatiro. If you look at the sigya, for example, in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, there the Gemara is discussing the takana of prizbal, and the Gemara questions, what would it take in order to go into rescind that takana? The Gemara raises the question, the takana of prizbal. Pil Hazake. Was that just for his generation? Or was that a takana that was indeed kavua? Oh, the Gemara says, you know what? If that was a takana kavua, let's say a later Bezna wants to uproot that takana. Would they be able to do so? I would expect that the Gemara should say yes, but sarach mininach ala hatiro. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara mafurish, and getting that flam advav, you want to rescind that which was enacted? Bezdin B has to be gadol b'chach v'minyan. Gadol b'chach v'minyan. It's not enough that you have a minyan achar lahatiro, but the minyan achar has to be gadol b'chach v'minyan. So it's fascinating that our Gemara discusses it in terms of minyan achar lahatiro. The Sikh in Gitna Daf Lambav speaks about, what do you mean? Bezdin B has to be greater than. We don't just simply assume that formally rescinding is considered to be sufficient. And Tosus points out, to further complicate, now that was Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. What about Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav? There the Gemara discusses the Yud Ches Davar, Hillel Shammai. You know what the Gemara says? Those gzeros are fixed. They're fixed. They're not subject to revocation. The language of the Gemara, Afilu Yavo Eliyahu Ubezdino. You know what Edel Basino means? Undeniably, Gadol B'chach V'minyan. But you know what? They're carved in stone. They cannot budge. They're not subject to revocation. So that's Tosus's kasha, a little bit unusual. Sometimes all you need is a minyan achal hatira. And sometimes we assume that's insufficient, you've Gadol B'chach V'minyan. And sometimes we assume, even if it's Gadol B'chach V'minyan, no way, it's a non-starter. Afilu Yavo Eliyahu Ubezdino. And that's not so simple, that when is it that you apply these various gedarim, these various halachos? And how relevant is batal tam? What happens if I'll argue as follows? You know what? Why do I want to change, alter, rescind, revoke? Because the whole reason for this din derabanan is no longer relevant. The tam is considered to be batal. How relevant is that factor of batel tam when it comes to these dinim of sarach minyan achar lahatira? You know, we're talking about enactment of dinim drabanan. What is the role of batel tam? How significant is the tam in terms of the kopis of the halacha? You know, that's not just simply relevant to dinim drabanan. That's relevant when it comes to dinim daraisa as well. After all, when you have a din daraisa, what leeway do we have in terms of, the reason for this din daraisa is this, And therefore, I'll tell you, ben lo chumra, ben lo kurla. The halacha should apply here, but maybe shouldn't apply there. How significant indeed is the Tam? So I'll tell you, there is a stunning comment the Gemara has, Bav Metzia Kuf Tezvav, where the Gemara makes a very, very fundamental distinction. This is true when it comes to Dinim Daraisa. The Gemara says the following, that you know what, that the Torah says, Lo Sach Bo Beg Almana. A person is not allowed to take a collateral from an Almana who is coming to you in need. The Torah says that categorically, Lo Sach Bo Beg Almana. And therefore, Avida says the following, Almana, Ben Shiania, Ben Shiashira, Imam Ashkenanosa. You cannot do so. Regardless of the financial status of this woman, whether she's poor, whether she's wealthy, that's not an option. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Lo sach beg ramana. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, that's not true. The halacha only applies to an amana aniya, not to an amana shira. She's lost her husband. She's coming to you in need. She doesn't have a source of income, a livelihood. It's inappropriate to demand a mashkan. A woman is coming to you, happens to be an amana for the purpose of buying and selling, investing. An amana ashira, Rabbi Shimon says that, you know, the halacha doesn't apply. That din d'araisa l'sach l'begar amana is limited to an amana aniya, not an amana ashira. The Gemara says that's a very heavy machlokas that spans mesechtas. This is an important dion in the Rambam and Ramban that Sefer HaMitzvah Shoresh Hei. Shoresh Hei is machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban regarding the role of Tamei HaMitzvahs. Tamei HaMitzvahs. It's a critical hara. So the Rambam and the Ramban, because the Rambam objects the halachos gedolos that sometimes seems to count tamei mitzvos as independent mitzvos. Wow, and therefore the Ramban discusses the role of tamei mitzvos. Tamei mitzvos. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that they're shin and tamei dekra. What exactly does that mean? The tam is paramount. One should be doresh the tam. Look, everybody agrees that's true in the world of Talmud Torah. That part of understanding the Torah Hashem is to understand not only the what question, but the why question. Why? What is the time that's clear? That's not a machlokas Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's stunning sheet of Dershin and Tamei Dekra means that ben l'chumra ben l'kula. You can expand or limit the scope of the halacha based on the reason. Based on the reason. The Torah says, l'sacho v'gramana. The reason is obviously because she's coming to you in need. She's coming to you in need. And therefore, it only applies to an aman aniya, not to an al shira. That's stunning. You can limit the scope of the halacha lemaisa based on the reason. Based on the reason. And Rabbi Yehuda objects. How do you have a right to do so? The Torah says no, and I'll say here yes, and there no. How can that be? Rabbi Shimon is clear that if the tam is something that is obvious, it's self-evident, then darshin and tam edekra. The Gemara raises the following kasha. Also machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. When it comes to a melech, the Torah tells us, lo yarbel anoshim, he shouldn't have excessive wives, lo yasa levavah. But you know what? Because they shouldn't turn his heart away from the Torah Hashem. Ooh. The Gemara says the following. Yisa ulbavaj, lo yirin siris asliba. No, a melech can have many wives, as long as you make sure that they're nashim tzidkanios, the nashim ksheros, they're not going to deter him from fulfilling the Torah Hashem. Wow. Who says so? You know who says so? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisa, ubavash le mesiras asliba. The Gemara says, how can that be? That's exactly time of dekra. That, you know what? This is the reason. And if the reason is relevant, then yes, and otherwise no. Isn't that a stira gluya? So the Gemara writes an important yisod that's going to be true when it comes to Din Darabanan as well. There's a world of difference between Lo Sach Lo Beg Ramana as opposed to Lo Yarbel L'Nashim. When it comes to Lo Sach Lo Beg Ramana, the Tam is not Mefurish B'Kro. The Tam is not Mefurish. The Torah doesn't say the reason. When it comes to Yarbel L'Nashim, the Torah says Vel Yasa Levavo. If the Tam is Mefurish B'Kro, it means the Tam is built in. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, of course I agree, that Darshina. And I will argue that, you know what, the Tam, if it's built into the very fabric of the Din D'Araisa, I have a right to say, it applies here, it doesn't apply there, Yisa, Uvashle Yemesira Sislibo. But if the tam is not mefurish berko, you have no right to go in to do some. Wow, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. I'll tell you a shita kabetzis of Metzia Dafsani, Tosas Harash, where the shita kabetzis even goes a step further. So I see from that gemara that if the tam is mefurish berko, then darshina. Okay? Tosas Harash is something which is stunning. You know what the context of that gemara is, Metzia Dafsani? Losachsam shorbedishim. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal. Lav daraisa, the basis of malchus. No, arba miyakenu, dumi d'lav dachasima. You're not allowed to go and be chosin piyapara. You know what? So the animal is plowing. The animal is working my field. I'm not allowed to muzzle. The Gemara says, what about the following case? Haisa ochelas umasrezes. Ochelas umasrezes. You know the crop? The crop is poisonous. If the animal eats that crop, you know what? The animal is going to drop dead. The animal is going to become incredibly ill. No. So, should I say, what do you mean? But I'm not allowed to muzzle the animal. The Torah says that losafsam shabadisha. So, mufurish and gemara, the Rambam paskens that, what do you mean? If haiso chezes umasrezes, you should be chosin piyapar. You should be, it's incredible. The Torah says no, and I say yes. So, you know, Tosas Rosh writes. Oh, just like the gemara says, if the tam is mufurish bakra, the tam is mufurish bakra, darshinan, Tosas Rosh writes, one could also notch up, you have to be careful. What if the tam is not mefurish b'kra, but the tam is obvious? It's self-evident. It's self-evident. It doesn't have to be mefurish b'kra. It's like obvious. It's obvious. You know, the sheet of the Raiva, Mesita Flamed Beis, what's the source of Tzara Balei Chaim? You know what the Raiva writes? Losachsam Shomadisha. Isn't it obvious that Isur Chasima is driven by what is for the betterment and the detriment of the animal? So that's obvious. And therefore, the Torah doesn't have to say, wow, even then, darshin and tam and dakra, if the tam is built in, if the tam is mefurish bakra, then Rabbi Yehuda Shita, absolutely darshinan, and maybe that can even be extended to cases, you have to have shoulders to be able to say, it doesn't have to be mefurish bakra, because you know what, this is self-evident, this is obvious, and maybe the Osachlo Beger Amana is not as obvious. You look in Sefer HaChinuch, what's wrong with Osachlo Beger Amana? You know what the Sefer HaChinuch writes? The woman has experienced such a tragic loss, you know, don't shepherd her. You know, she's experienced the loss of her husband. You know, don't start bargaining with her. Don't start nickel and diming her. No, you know what? Maybe it's not because of the exact financial status. Maybe it's because of the life experience. But when it comes to Saxon Shabbatisho, guess what? That's something that is so obvious that be concerned with the betterment of the animal. And if it's for the betterment of the animal that the animal does not eat, we'll make sure the animal indeed does not eat. But that's an important yisod. When the tam really is built in, the tam is considered to be that which is mefurish bakra. That's true. That has no doubt a great ripple effect. You know, Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav is an example. The Torah tells us, Rachmana Litzlan, a person is nifter. You know, there's an isra of halana sameis. Cover seek reno biyomahu. You have to bury the nifter immediately. All of a sudden, the Mishnah says, you know what? Not necessarily. Helum lichvodo. Let's assume kvod hameis would dictate to delay a burial. A Mishnah mefureshes. No send up menvav. That's what? What do you mean that's mutter? The pasuk says no, and the Mishnah says yes. How can that be? That's not a sugi vesid okolosas. No? That's very simply. When the Torah describes why it's necessary to have such an immediate kvura, the Torah says, you know why? Because after all, kill us elokim toloi. It is not the fi chod hameis. It's not the fi kvod shamayim, tzelem elokim, kill us elokim toloi. In order to do anything differently. Oh, so the Mishnah assumes that, look, the tam is mefurish bakra. The tam is mefurish bakra. And therefore, if the delayal is not abizayon, if it's hilul chvodo, the Mishnah assumes that that would be mutter. That would be mutter. I would suggest, yeah, because the tam is mefurish bakra. That known rush, for example, three shuvas and shagazariye about the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah bizman hazeh. You know what the rush writes? Why do you think there's a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah? The pasuk says, "V'lamdas bnei Yisrael sima v'vihem," to facilitate limud haTorah. So you know what? It's not so surprising that can take different forms, and maybe the mitzvah is not fulfilled bedafka al yedei ksiva, but rather through an abundance of Sifrei Kodesh and so on. And the Shagasari takes great issue with that rush. But because those are cases where the tam is mefurish b'kra, and that does only apply to Yisurim. That applies even to Mrs. Sasei as well. You know, you go through, for example, Rechaim. This is already a Ara of the Bach. Simin Ches, Hilchot Tzitzis. Simin Chafei, Hilchot Tefillin. Tafresh Chafei, Hilchot Sukkah. Guess what? In all three places, the Mechaber tells you Tamei HaMitzvos. The Mechaber has a whole simin, Tafresh Chafei, on the significance of Sukkah. Not what, but why. Why are you sitting in the Sukkah? Why are you sitting in the Sukkah? No. So immediately the Bach writes, you know why? Because there's a common denominator, one word, between tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. You know what that one word is? Laman, laman. Do this in order to. Do this in order to. Laman tizkru. Laman tiyah Torah Hashem b'ficha. Laman yedu doraseichem. If the Torah says, do this in order to remember that, you know what? You better have that in mind. You better have that in mind. So therefore, if the Torah says, you know what, you're putting in your tefillin. Why? Why am I doing so? Because the Torah says, this is a reminder that the Torah Hashem should be always fluent in my mouth. This should be a zechir liyetzias Mitzrayim. You better have that in mind. No? If not yet, starting tomorrow morning. No, before you put in your tefillin. No? Leman, tiyas, Torah Hashem eficha, ki biyad hazaka, otzeach Hashem Mitzrayim. That's critical, that's critical. Without that, the Bach writes, you're not fully yotzei. Without that, the Mishnah writes in Simen Ches, you're not fully yotzei. Well, without that, the Archanai writes, you're not yotzei. You're not yotzei. If the Torah says, Laman, and you don't accommodate the Laman. Mishabur writes in Simen Ches, oh, there are two kavanas you have to have in tzitzis. One is mitzvah srichos kavana, and the other is the tam. And the Mishabur writes the chiddush based on Bach, that mitzvah srichos kavana is likuva. And the second tier, the why question, oh, that's a din l'chadchila. But that's pretty heavy. Is it so obvious that's a din l'chadchila? What do all those cases have in mind? A mitzvah where the Torah builds the tam into the fabric of the mitzvah, and the list can go on and on and on of sugyas that the tam indeed is considered to be part of the fabric of the halacha itself. I'll tell you, that is relevant when it comes only to din and daraisa. It's relevant when it comes to din and rabbanan as well. When the chamim go ahead and make a takana, a gzera, a siyah, dinin drabanan, what exactly is the role of the tam? What is the role of the tam? Obviously, whatever the chamim do, of course, is letzorech. Of course, is letzorech. But to what extent should one argue is the tam built into the fabric of the halacha? That maybe one could argue, well, look, you know what? That if batal tam, batal takana. And if the reason doesn't apply, the halacha wouldn't apply. Just like a darshina in time of the crowd. Or to what extent do we argue that, look, the why question, that is what motivated the chachamim to enact. But the enactment is categorical. The enactment is a low plug. The enactment requires, you know what, the minyan achala hatiro, even if it's absolutely obvious that the tam no longer applies. Wow. So Tosus is already bothered by the following, right? Tosus here, Beitza Daf Hei, Tosus Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, that our Gemara's example is pretty stunning. Stunning. Isn't it built in? Heyu nechonim l'shlosh ha-sayon. Heyu nechonim l'shlosh ha-sayon. What can be more built in than that? No? The Torah says, these are certain restrictions, al tik shalisha, for 3 days. For the coming 3 days, this is off limits. Okay, you want to make sure Kedusha Torah at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. Of course, that's built in. That's mamish mefurish b'kra, mefurish b'kra. Hiyun achonim l'shlosh hayamim. And yet, our Gemara says minyan achal hatiro. That's the example that our Gemara gives. That's so surprising. You walk away from our Gemara that you know what? Even the most extreme case, where not only is like the tam built in. But the life length, the duration, how long is this din applying? Even that's built in. That's built in. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, Yid minachal hatira. That seems to be striking the extreme. If I say this should be true for 3 days, you still need a minachal hatira. You still need nachal hatira. Is that really true? Who says yes? Rashi. Rashi's mafurish. Rashi is mufurish in Beit Zedaf Hema Beis, but Rashi is mufurish, right? In Sanhedrin Daf Mentes. There Rashi spells it out black and white. And even though it is absolutely self-evident that this is only for a limited window of time, kavazman, you still need minyanachal hatiru. You still, in that extreme, you still need minyanachal hatiru. Wow. You see, according to Rashi Shita, that the notion of minyanachal hatiru is not because there's some ambiguity of whether the din should continue, should not continue. Is the tam mafurish? Is it not mafurish? Even in the most extreme cases where the tam is mafurish and the window of time of the din derabanan is mafurish, shlosh hayamim. Even then, you require minyanachal hatiru. That's very chamor. Why exactly is that true? You know, Rav Zsolti calls that hanhagas isser v'het. You know what? That when it comes to lahavdil, not like in secular law, there are rules by which something has to be enacted. There are rules by which something has to be rescinded. You know, you want to enact a din derabanan. You need a minyan to do so. You need a ma'aseh beis din. Just like a ma'aseh beis din is necessary in order to create a takana or a gzeira, the same thing is true when it comes to rescinding, uprooting. Even if it's clear that batal tam. But you know what? There's a formal nature to adopting or rescinding a gzeira derabanan. And in Rashi's case, even if the tam is absolutely mafurish, and even if the duration of the length of the din derabanan is built into its enactment. Wow. And that's what the Baal HaTosfos disagree, really. If a person is put in chayim for 3 days, you need minyanachal hatiru. And you don't just simply assume that now that the 3 days is up, the chayim automatically is baka. Tosfos says, what do you mean? If part of the din derabanan was the kviyas hazman, you don't require minyanachal hatiru. Yeah, but har gemara, no? What do you mean? Also, Tosfos says the following. Who says that's what the pasuk means? What do you mean, who says that's what the pasuk means? No, Tosfos says maybe the pasuk means the following. You know what? You have to maintain Kiddush and Tahara because you know what? 3 days from now, you're going to experience Mamad Har Sinai. So beginning today, this is how you have to conduct themselves. You know? I'm telling you, you know what? The Zman is starting next week. So, you know, get your act together. You know? Start making sure. No, never miss a minyan. Start learning. The Zman is starting next week. Okay, fine. The Zman starts next week. Oh, now we're done. Even, that's what Tosfos says. Maybe one could argue that these hachanos and harchakos are not only necessary once you receive the Torah Hashem. They're necessary even before you receive the Torah Hashem. So if the Torah would have said that, you know what, just prepare yourself 3 days, done. 3 days is 3 days. You don't need minyanachal hatiru. But if the Torah says, prepare yourself for what will occur in 3 days, and once it happens, and once you attain a Kedushas Yisrael, and all of a sudden, now that, yes, we're Zoka Mamad Har Sinai, like, all bets are off, now no longer. In other words, Tosfos says, nothing is mafurish b'kra. You read the pasuk and you'll argue that what begins today, of course, extends lachar matan Torah. It is not hachana only for today; it's even for today. Oh, so therefore you're coming minyanachal hatiru. But if it would be absolutely obvious, this is a chayim for 3 days, you don't require minyanachal hatiru at all. Wow. So Rashi shita that you're coming minyanachal hatiru even in the most blatant case of batal tam or kavala zman. That's a formal act to rescind. That's part of hanhagas isser v'heter, to be noheg heter, to be noheg isser, to adopt, to rescind. There's a formal process, a formal dimension, al yedei beis din, and therefore it doesn't just simply fall away by itself. And therefore you need minyanachal hatiru. Now, pasha pshat, again, that's not called being mevatel bezin chavero. Mevatel bezin chavero. The first bezin will tell me, we only intended it should be for a short duration of time. You're not going against anything that I said. But in Achinami, there is a requirement of minyanachal hatiru. Wow. And in fact, Mefurish and Iri, Mefurish and Ravid, that's the difference in Gaba B'Chachma Minyan, wow, as opposed to Minyan Chal HaTiro. If the Tam is Batel, I'm going against an earlier Bezdin, Chas V'Sholom, I'm going against the earlier Bezdin, Ein Bezdin Yachal HaVatel Bezdin Chaver, I'm being Mevatel Bezdin Chavero. This Bezdin said this because of the circumstance, and the circumstance is no longer relevant. I'm not being Mevatel at all. So you know what the answer is? You're right. You're not being Mevatel Bezdin Chavero, so you don't require a Godel B'Chalcha Minyan, you don't require a Chaminyan, but you do require Minyan Achal HaTiro. As part of the Haggah Sisev Eter, you require Minyan Achal HaTiro. But you don't require Godel B'Chachma. Godel B'Chachma is if you're being Mevatel Bezdin Chavero. If Batel Tam, you're not being Mevatel. That's the Shita of the Ravid. Hilchos Mamrim Beis Beis. That's the Meiri in our Sugya. That's the difference between Godel B'Chachma Minyan as opposed to Minyan Achal HaTiro. Minyan Achal HaTiro will be in cases where, you know what, the Tam doesn't apply. Like the cases in our Sugya. La'ater Shuka Yishlam B'Peros. Or no the bezeh surah bezeh, or he inuchonim. The tam is batel, but you still need a formal process in order to rescind. The formal revocation does not require gadol b'chachma uveminyan. Wow, that's the shita of the Rabbi. That's the shita of the Miri. There is a balamor. And the Rishonim attacked the Balamor on these grounds. You know, Pesachim Adaf Nun discusses the nature of the Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach. You know what? After Chatzos, exceedingly chamor, Tosus entertains, no, maybe a Din D'Araisa, well, based in Yerushalmi. Kodem Chatzos, Makom Shenhagu. Makom Shenhagu. Wow. Let me ask you a simple question. What's so unique about Erev Pesach? What's unique about Erev Pesach? That I should treat Erev Pesach differently than other Yom Tovim. The Balamor writes, it's so obvious. It's not a matter of tirda. It's not a matter that you're preoccupied with the mitzvah salayla. You know, if I were to ask you, when are you more busy? Erev Pesach or Erev Sukkos? Probably, you know. Stud on the Khan. Erev Sukkos is also a very busy time. No? The mitzvah sayom. And in Sukkah, it's not necessarily. The Balamor is, isn't it obvious? The uniqueness of Erev Pesach is because of Korban Pesach. It's because of Korban Pesach. It's not just the Hachana for Yanta. That's the Zman of Korban. And that's why there's a difference before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Because of Korban Pesach. Lacha Chatzos Mikra Hadin. Kodem Chatzos, it's a Yom Shema Krifim B'Karban. So the Balamor writes the following. Well, if that's what's so unique about all these din about Erev Pesach, isn't it obvious that Bizman Hazeh, that is not true? And there's no difference in Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkos. All those additional dinim, Pesachim Daf Nun, are Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayem, when Korban Pesach. And if not, then absolutely not. And take a look, the Rishonim scream, no? The Ravid there on the Balamor, the Mochamos, and a whole series of objections, no? Number one is the following, that how do you know it's only a result of Korban Pesach? Maybe as the Ran writes, it's because of, the mitzvah salayla, which of course applied to Zman Hazeh. What about Beitz Adafei? Meheri Shemad HaMesamikdash, Shemad Beis. Ishtaka. Is it so obvious that something should be Mutter B'Shas Churban when Bizman Beis HaMesham came? No, that's Shemad Beis. You're going to say, you know, last year I did this, and why should this year be any different? Okay. And, the Ravid. You need Minyan Achal HaTiro. The Ravid there in Pesachim HaNafnun. Tezayin and Dapi Arif. You need Minyan Achal HaTiro. I'll tell that Ravid is very meduyak, l'shitase, the Ravid of Mamram Beis Beis. The Ravid doesn't say you need Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. The Ravid says you need Minyan Achal HaTiro. In other words, I'll be maskim to you that the Tam is because of Korban Pesach. And the Tam doesn't apply. But even if the Tam doesn't apply, nonetheless, you need Minyan Achal HaTira. Minyan Achal HaTira. I'll tell you very meduyik in the Ravid. The Ravid is not right. Gadol b'chachma. Minyan Achal HaTira. Oh, that's the Ravid Shita. Minyan Achal HaTira is indeed necessary. And the Ravid writes, oh, that's our sugya. The Ravid writes in Beis Beis Amarim, that's Mamish our sugya. Latar Shukya Sham B'Peros. Yid Minyan Achal HaTira. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. A Minyan Achal HaTira. And the Kesef Mishnah Sa'ara. Now, who are we to judge that maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only Minyan Achal HaTira? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. Was Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. Wow. And why does the Kesef Mishnah suggest such a possibility? Because, the other extreme, the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes, let's assume, for example, you have that which is a Din D'Rabbanan, and Batal Tam. You know what the Rambam writes? You need Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. That's that Rambam. Base. You have to take a look at those Rambams, no? The Rambam begins, Perek Beis of Ochsim, saying the following. It may sound a little bit ironic, but not ironic whatsoever. Let's assume you want to disagree with an earlier Bezim regarding a Din D'Araisa. A Din D'Araisa, not a Takana D'Araisa. A Din D'Araisa. You know what the Rambam writes? A Din D'Araisa. Uvasala Shofe Shime Yamahim. A Din D'Araisa you can disagree with. Ein L'Dayin Amashin of Rose. Yiftach B'Doro Kishmo B'Doro. If you're talking about a Din D'Araisa, be careful. You have to have broad shoulders. But there, such a person has a right to say that I'm thoroughly convinced this is the Din D'Araisa. And you know what? That's legitimate. One could disagree with an earlier Bez than regarding a Din D'Araisa. Wow. Bez. The earlier generation established a Din D'Rabbanan. And they have every right to establish. This is not a matter of right or wrong. I hold this is the Din D'Araisa, you hold this is the Din D'Araisa. You have every right to establish the Din D'Rabbanan, and it's binding. And I want to uproot the Din D'Rabbanan. That's where you don't say, Yiftach Baruch Hashmu Kador. You don't say, you know what? Just they had a right to say yes, I have a right to say no. No. That's where you require Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. If you're arguing on a level of a Din D'Araisa, again, you're a Barachi. You have a right to say that I disagree and I hold this is the Din D'Araisa. You know, the Gdolei HaPoskim will have the right to say that, you know what, I feel this is Mutter. And you'll quote, you know, a Shita from an earlier generation that will say that's Aser. They have a right to disagree. But if you have something that was enacted by a prior Bezdin, appropriately, you can't just say, I disagree. You can't just simply say, maybe if I would have been there a generation ago, I wouldn't have enacted that Din D'Rabbanan. In order to go into Rasin, now you need Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. So the Rambam writes, on a level of D'Araisa, no. On a Din D'Rabbanan, absolutely yes. But the Rambam writes, you need Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. And the Rambam writes, wow, that's even true of Batal Tam. That's even true of Batal Tam. Wow. Even if it's clear that the Tam no longer applies, that has to be formally rescinded. And that revocation requires Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. That's where the Ravid is masid. The Ravid says, I agree and disagree. I agree it's not butl by itself. Ooh, like that Balamor. Where the Balamor writes that, you know what? The uniqueness of Erev Pesach is only because of Pesach and the Tam is butl. That Erev Pesach is like every other Yantiv. And that's where the Ravid writes, no, you need Minyan Achal HaTira. That's exactly the shitasi of this Ravid. Where the Ravid writes that, no. I agree with the Rambam, but it doesn't fall away by itself like that Balamor. But you don't need Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. You need Minyan Achal HaTira. Minyan Achal HaTira. And guess what the Ravid quotes? Beitz Adafei. You need Minyan Achal HaTira. Wow. That's the Chiddush of the Ravid Shita. And that's where the Kesef Mishnah writes, wait a second. When the Gemara says Adafei Amud Beis, that you know, Later Shukri Shem B'Peros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. How do you know he wasn't Gadol B'Chachma Minyan? How do you know indeed that he wasn't? Wow. Take a look at the Lecha Mishnah explaining our sugya. Lecha Mishnah writes that, you know what, there was something unusual about that Din Rabbanan of Afayim Beis. Because take a look at the Mishnayis, no? Take a look in Perakei of Maaser Sheni. You know what the Mishnah says? The Mefurish Mishnah. V'tnai Hayabadabar. It's black and white in the Mishnah. You know what? That everybody's going to be part of the Maaser Sheni, and they're going to come through Shlaim without provisions, with the funds. No, we want Yerushalayim to be able to exhibit the bounty, the beauty, the splendor. La'ata Yerushalayim b'peros. La'ata Yerushalayim b'peros. So, you know what? We're going to have a takana d'rabbanan that not to go in to be pulled if a person is reasonably within close proximity to Yerushalayim. But you know what the Mishnah says? B'tnai ha'yavadav. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It wasn't, like the Mishnah points out, it wasn't a takana kavu at all. It wasn't enacted as a takana kavua. It was enacted as though a judgment as to, you know what, we want to make sure Yerushalayim will exhibit its bounty, its beauty. That's important. The churban, not. And what happens at different times? The Mishnah says, v'tnai ha'yavadavar. That means it wasn't a takana kavua. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that, you know what, in our time, no. He wasn't being mavatil at all. Part of the takana was v'tznai ha'yibadavar. Wow. Take a look at Rabbi Chanan, the Kobet Shirim. Rabbi Chanan suggests that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Latir Shukishem Beperos, was not okay the takana whatsoever. Was not okay the takana. The Rambam writes that, you know what, the fisha is al rasha. A chacham has the right not to override. That's the Rambam a little bit later in Perek Beis. Beis Dalet, the Rambam writes. Even if he can't override and uproot, but sometimes it's a hora shah. A chacham has the right to modify only as a hora shah. You know, Rabbi Chanan writes, isn't it clear from our Gemara, Beis Ahema Beis, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Rosh Hashanah was only a hora shah? Was only a hora shah? Because what does the Gemara continue? The Gemara says the following. Wait a second. You know what? There's a risk, the Gemara says. You know what? Because this year there's no Beis HaMikdash. So people are going to be poda. They're Maaser Sheni. But Meheir, but I Beis HaMikdash, and a person will now do this what he did last year. You know, it's not so simple in the Gemara. The whole Takana was Nekar, no? With Yochanan ben Zakkai uprooted the Takana. Hitiruah. So what's the fear? You know what? Next year, they may do the same thing. And violate what? And violate the takana. The takana was already uprooted, no? Isn't that the Gemara? The takana was uprooted. Oh, Rabbi Chan writes, it seems Pashav Shat and Gemara, according to the Rambam Shita, that the takana was not uprooted. This was a horasha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai for that zman alone. And the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a risk. Because if circumstance will change, the takana is going to be in force. That's the way things the Rambam understood the Gemara. Because the Rambam Shita is that even if batal tam, you require gadol b'chachma, gadol b'chachma minyan. And then the Rambam writes something which is stunning. What do you do with avodah zarah lamed vav? There were certain things, Yud Ches Dover, that Afilu Yavo Eliyahu Ubeis Din, carved in stone. To what extent is that a model? So you know what Tosus writes? Take a look at Tosus, get in the Daf Lamed Vav Beis, Tosus and Avodah Zarah. You know what Tosus says? That's not really a model. Tosus tells you, take a look in Yerushalmi. That was something like unparalleled in history. The Yud Ches Dover. That really is not a model. That is, the model is Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. The fact that there were certain gzeros that, you know what, there was a simin min hashamayim, that those gzeros should not be uprooted, that was uniquely true when it comes to those gzeros, that, you know what, that there was a certain hashkacha, a certain simin hashamayim, that, you know, don't touch those. That was really not a model. Tosa says the norm, no, is Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. You know what the Rambam writes? Like amazing. No? The Rambam begins, take a look. Let's begin with Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, like read through. Dinim Daraisa, Mashen of Rose. Dinim Drabanan, you need Galabachach Minyan. Even in a case of Batal Tam. Okay? Then the Rambam continues. But there's a fundamental difference between a takana as opposed to a siyah, a zeri. Wow. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Don't equate takanos and zeros. Takanos and zeros, you know, they're very similar. They're all rabbinic enactments. I mean, that's true. But the Rambam writes they're fundamentally different. Fundamentally different. You know, if I were to ask you that, where do you see the koach hachachamim to make a takana? To make a takana? You know what the answer is going to be? There's a Shem, you learn these sukkahs very, very soon. No, the Chanukah sukkahs. No, Shabbos Chav Gimel. Heichan Sivanu. Guess the Gemara quotes. Lososer, Shalvicha V'yagedcha. Take a look in Yevamos Chav Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the koach hachachamim for Yisrei Rabbanan. You know what the Gemara says? Ushmarti mis mishmarti. Asa mishmeres lo mishmarti. We had Rashi, no? Earlier in the Masechta. Lo mishmeres lo mishmeres. Whoa. Why those two different answers clear, no? And the Rambam just highlights it. Shnios larayos is a siyog, it's a gzera. And Ner Chanukah is a takana. And the koach hachachamim in takanos are different than the koach when it comes to gzeros. And therefore, there are two different Masechta, Shabbos Yivamos, Shnios Narayos, is Ushmarta Mes Mishmarti, and Ner Chanukah is Los Asa. And they're different Hagdaros, different Hagdaros. Wow. The Rambam writes this exactly in this context. In this context, there's a fundamental difference in a Takana as opposed to a Siyag. And a magnificent, Diyun and Kesev Mishnah, there in Perek Beis. What is prizbul? What is prizbul? Why was it necessary to institute prizbul? So I'll tell you two very different possibilities, no? Two very different possibilities. One possibility is, you know what a prizbul is? A prizbul is a takana, the tova sa'aniyin. It's like your Hanukkah. It's a takana drabana. Why? The tova sa'aniyin. You know what? Daniim are going to have difficulty. They're not going to be able to have people grant them loans. So this was a takana for the betterment of Daniim. Yeah, obviously. What's the other possibility? What's plan B? You know what plan B is? Unbelievable. This is a siyag with takana sa'ashiri. That's the kiss of Mishnah. It's a possibility, no? A siyag. What's going to happen? A person is going to come to you. He needs funds. And you know what you, the usher, is going to say? Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, we're about to experience Shemitah. And the Shemitah is going to cancel that debt. And there's no way in the world I'm going to lend this guy any money. And guess what? If that's my attitude, I, the usher, am violating Yisur Daraisa. That's not what the Torah says. Cover Shnasa Sheva, Shnasa Shemitah. It's coming. And you know what? I'm going to say, no way in the world. No way in the world. What do you mean? There's a mitzvah d'araisa of Pesach Tiftach. There's a mitzvah d'araisa of Los Amis and Los Sikbots. There's a mitzvah d'araisa to help Dani. And I am going to violate Isuri d'araisa because Karvash Nasa Sheva. Levav Chabliyal. So therefore, you know what the Takana Frizgal is? It was a safeguard, a siyag, safeguarding the usher from violating such yisurim. That's a very different way of understanding prizbul, no? Takan letova sanim, or a siyag, in order to see to it that the ashir don't violate their yisurim by refusal to. Wow. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah, because there's a world of difference between a siyag as opposed to a takan. You know what the difference is? Ooh. The Rambam writes, our sugyas. When it comes to a takana, then yes, as long as you have gadol b'chachma minyan, you can uproot a prior takana. But you know what the Rambam shita is stunning? Not yud ches davar. Because what's so special about Yerches Dover? No, not like Tosas, the Yerushalmi, that, you know what, that was an island unto itself. No. The Yerches Dover are just examples of a siyag. And when it comes to a siyag, which was Poshat B'chol Yisrael, then you know what? Afilu Yaval Eliyahu Beis Dina. Wow. That's not subject to revocation. Even if you have Grav HaKamim, that's the Chiddush the Rabba, difference between Isyag as opposed to a Takana. A Takana, there is a method to do this. Why exactly would that be true? You know, maybe one could suggest the following, that the Koach HaTakana is a formal Koach of Beis Din. Yeah, that's Los Osa. That's Shabbos Chof Gimel. That's a formal Koach of Beis Din. There's a hierarchy of Batei Dinim. A higher Beis Din can overrule. A higher Beis Din can revoke. A higher Beis Din can rescind. What exactly is the Koach HaGzer? The Koach HaGzer. Ushmartim es mishmarti. You know, Ushmartim es mishmarti is not in the context of Koach Beis Din. Ushmartim es mishmarti, you know, is a reality which is l'cholecha v'yecha. Reality, which is l'cholecha v'yecha. You know what? You know that you have a certain tendency. You have a certain weakness. You know what I'm going to tell you have to do? Oh, the Rambam, no. You have to push in their direction. You have to have archakos. You have to have checks and balances. No. The Rambam writes, you can't strive for the shvil hazav. No. You know that, you know what? I have a proclivity. I have a tendency to. So you know what? The tendency is to come a little bit for davening. You know what the answer is? 15 minutes early. Don't try to get there on time. No? You know what? Getting there on time, the Rambam, you have to create your own hagdaros. That's mafurish. No? That's not true in the realm of Musar. No? That's mamish true lalacha. No? Ushmartim es mishmarti zacholecha v'yechad. When Beis Din tells you these are gzeros and siyagim, you know what? Beis Din is telling you these are harchakos that are shavu l'chonefesh, and these are harchakos that we, the Biskrev has a beautiful piece, Hilchos Sanhedrin Parakei, that the Chamas Sanhedrin can work in two different capacities, with beautiful nafkaminas. No? Sometimes it's a formal koach of Sanhedrin, and sometimes Beis Din the Chamas Sanhedrin works as Netzige Klal Yisrael. You know what they represent? The body of Knesset Yisrael. The body of Knesset Yisrael. The Biskrev suggests the difference in Minu Melech, which is Al Yedei Sanhedrin, as opposed to Minu Kohen Gadol, which is Al Yedei Yisrael. You know what Al Yedei Yisrael means? The Sanhedrin will appoint the Kohen Gadol as a representative of. And that's like a magnificent, we'll see later, a magnificent distinctions. No? That sometimes Knesset Yisrael, the Mekadshim, Mekadesh HaKodesh, and it's done Al Yedei Beis Din. Nitzige Yisrael. And sometimes, no, it's a formal capacity. A mitzvah which is Tuluya B'Sanhedrin. You know what I would tell you? That's the difference between a takana as opposed to a siyag. A siyag. You know what? Klal Yisrael established a siyag. That's why the Tosos points out, when it comes to siyag, it's especially important. Is this something that Tzibur Yachad Lamad Bo? Is it something that the Tzibur would sign on to? Tosos says one of the critical points in the siyag is whether Poshat B'chol Yisrael. Was it accepted? Was it not accepted? No? The Rambam writes, when you have a siyag that was Poshat B'chol Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael has, you know what? Don't tell me that there's a minyan achal hatiru. A minyan achal hatiru. Minyan achal hatiru is recognized in the hierarchy of Batei Dinim. The hierarchy of Batei Dinim. That's true. When you have a koach bezd. And that's an incredible chiddush that the Rambam writes, Yurches Davar, not as a koach bezdin, but Knesset Yisrael. And therefore the Rambam writes, there's no halach of minyan achal hatiru, there's no halach of gadol b'chol minyan. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. You know what you see from the Rambam? That Prizbal is a takana, it's not a siyag. What you probably thought all along, no? But that's his raya. Ooh, because the Gemara does say, get daf lamed vav mebeis, that if you have a bezin which is gadol b'chol minyan, you can uproot the takana Prizbal. That means it's a takana, it's not considered to be a siyag. Ooh, that's that Kesef Mishnah. Now, these are important hagdaras. What is the role of batal tam, lo batal tam, three shitas? Now, the balamor of batal tam, absolutely, the takan is paka. the Chiddush in our sugya of Meiri, and the Raavad in two places, himself Kim Daf Nun, and the Raavad in Mamram Beis Beis, that if batal tam yid binin achalatiro, hanhagas isavaheter, but it's not called being mevatal bezn chaveiro. The Rambam Shita, even if batal tam, you require galav achach minyan. When it comes to dinner daraisa, they're not. And when it comes to siyach shapash b'chol Yisrael, doesn't help, doesn't help. There are filu yovayahu uveiz dina. These are important hagdaras. Now go relearn Hamad Aleph and Hamad Beis. Now all the cases that the Gemara brings. Now take a look at that chiddush Rabbi Chanan writes about la'ater shuk Yerushalayim beperos. What exactly was the initial takana, the Mishnayis, the Ma'aser Sheni and Perakei, and the fact that the Gemara says that when the Beis Hamikdash was built, all of a sudden the takana is going to automatically be reinstated. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not absolutely uproot, but simply as a horash shah lefizmano, and maybe that is what entitled him to do so, according to the Rambam Shita. But fascinating, fascinating dunim in terms of this shas yisod of kol davar sereminyan, sarach minyan achal ha'atira.